AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's upgraded its estimate of fourth quarter economic growth. Sagar Magani has the number.
The latest number shows a solid 3.4% annual growth rate from October to December, up from the previous 3.2% estimate. It's a good showing, the sixth straight quarter of growth above 2% in the face of high interest rates, but it's far below the previous quarter's sizzling 4.9% expansion. The GDP report suggests inflation continues easing as the economy keeps growing and employers keep hiring. Applications for jobless benefits fell slightly last week. In another sign, most workers enjoy extraordinary job security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a $10 billion fraud scheme that collapsed the cryptocurrency company. Massive barges carrying cranes are heading toward Baltimore to begin removing the wreckage of the Key Bridge and reopen the shipping route. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says everybody's help will be needed to recover.
We need every single Baltimorean and we need every single Marylander to join us in this work to rebuild this bridge and rebuild this city. And that work is happening as we speak.
Sound courtesy WMAR. Divers recovered the bodies of two men yesterday, but officials say they'll need to clear more wreckage before they can reach the bodies of four other missing workers. A New York City fundraiser for President Biden tonight that also stars Barack Obama and Bill Clinton is raising a whopping $25 million for his campaign. Meantime, Donald Trump's set to attend the wake of a New York City police officer fatally shot earlier this week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our hearts go out, obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family who have tragically lost one of their own. The president grieves for them and honors their sacrifice.
This is AP News. Karen Chamas now with a report on the trek Venezuelan migrants have been making toward the United States.
Venezuelan migrants attempting to enter the U.S. are finding the hardest part of their route is in Mexico. There are eight countries between Venezuela and the U.S. Many Venezuelans heading there have to endure a treacherous journey, including walking through jungles for days in Colombia and Panama. But they almost always say the hardest part of the journey is dealing with authorities in Mexico. Mexico's crackdown on immigration in recent months, at the urging of the Biden administration, has hit Venezuelans especially hard. The development highlights how much the U.S. depends on Mexico to control migration, which has reached unprecedented levels and is a top issue for voters as President Joe Biden seeks re-election. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thank you, Karen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.